listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the Evangelist, Apostle, pure disciple, is blessed with Solomon. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king, his blessings rest upon us. Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, and King of us all. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, unto him be glory forever. Amen. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: for Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.